And joining me now, our Illini player of the match, Jacqueline Quaid, who set a new career high tonight. 19, way to go. You guys are getting it done at the pins this year.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about the effort tonight.
I thought it was a really good effort. We obviously slipped up a little bit in the second set, but I was really proud of how we fought back and had a really strong third set. So that was good to see how we responded to some adversity, so it was really good.
Yeah, and it's really, this morning we played on the neutral site. It's really our first performance in front of a hostile environment. And some of the younger players, you went through the learning curve last mm-hmm. year, are going to have to learn to respond to situations like this.
Yeah, it's early. It's our first tournament, so I think they'll get used to it. It'll take a little bit of time, but I thought they'll be good.
As we've got a little bit of a different look in the front row now, I like the way Beth is complimenting everyone mm-hmm. in her role on the opposite of the setter.
Yeah, I agree. She's been playing really well, hitting a lot of great shots, so yeah, she's doing really well.
All right, and of course, Jordan, I think, is the beneficiary of some better passing this year,
mm-hmm.
Or at least, we're two matches in, what can you say? But she continues to do a great job spreading the ball around.
Yeah, I mean, that shows in our numbers. I think, I don't know the numbers from this match, but this morning there was, very well-distributed kills, so it just makes it a lot easier offensively when they don't really know where the ball's going. So I thought that was pretty cool this morning to see, everyone taking big swings and yep. contributing a lot more.
Again, our player of the match, Jacqueline Quaid, 36 swings, 19 kills, 5 errors, hitting .389. A great line. Good job. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks.
Joining us now, Fighting Illini head coach Chris Thomas. And coach, we saw a little adversity tonight, which we talked about in the pregame, and it was, some of the things you saw on set number two, you might want to look at the film, but I like the way they responded, I guess, is where I was leading you in this particular question.
Absolutely. We expected this from a couple teams here. And again, we mentioned their scrappiness at the beginning of the match, and they took some nice swings. I thought our positioning was great. We played some okay volleyball. We shouldn't hit zero on that set, but they were playing some nice defense, and we were looking for a response. Got caught in a couple bad rotations and couldn't get out of them. So hats off to Montana State for taking it to us, but a really nice job of our team responding to the call. We put a 9 on them and had a pretty comfortable lead in that fourth set. So overall, happy with the performance. Oh, win is a win is a win. We'll take it.
Absolutely. Jacqueline Quaid with a career high 19 kills. And even though she's just a sophomore, I kind of sense that she's really taken a leadership role upon herself. Am I right in that?
She is. She's really, we've asked her to take a bigger role this year. She was 3 rotations last year. She's playing all 6 rotations this year, playing back row, hitting out of the back row, do a nice job blocking. So, we've asked her, she's going to have to play a big role, especially with all the freshmen coming in. And, we see the stats of freshmen, struggling a little bit, and it's jitters. I expect a little bit to, hopefully we can find an answer here sometime soon. But, overall, strong performances, great performances out of Valley and Blake again. Jordan doing a great job setting. Our passers did an excellent job.
Yeah.
So, again, a nice team effort. And, Jack, career high in kills, and Alley, career high in kills. And I think we're playing some nice volleyball in a lot of ways. We just need to clean up a few things here and there.
All right, Coach. Well, we'll let you go. Let's all get some rest. Early wake up.
Early wake up. That's right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dave.